KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's start with football this morning. After an 8-5 record and a bowl victory, the expectations are high at Iowa State as the Cyclones open up preseason practice today. Matt Campbell begins his third season on the sideline, and the Cyclones open up at home on September 1st. Against South Dakota State.
You feel like a lot of work needs to be done no matter, you know, when that schedule comes out or whom you play. And, you know, it just so happens this year that, you know, from day one in game one, you're talking about a team that's coming in here that is, you know, Final Four in the FCS football, a team that, you know, I think currently is ranked number two in the country, and a team that's got one of the best quarterbacks, some would say, no matter what level of football coming in here.
Campbell says there's always a sense of urgency once practice begins.
The thing about it for me is it doesn't matter who we play, it matters where we are. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing right now for this football team is this sense of urgency that I've really appreciated that our kids have had all summer long. I think it's more of how we left things, maybe what we left out on the table a year ago, and what we need to get corrected for us to continue to take a positive step forward as a program as much as who we play.
Campbell says there will be plenty of position battles, and most notably on offense, it's in the offensive line where the Cyclones have added depth.
One of the things for me that I am excited about is there's more names and there's more guys that deserve the right to be mentioned that are fighting for those spots, but, you know, the five starters, who are they? I couldn't tell you that right now, and that's going to unfold itself, you know, over the next 3 weeks.
On defense, there'll be battles at linebacker and at safety.
I think that's still a little bit fluid as we enter the season, especially with Regan Northrup and Orion Vance. You know, certainly are in hot competition for that right now, but both guys have really done great things, and it's great to have some talks there. And then safety, you know, who earns the right to be the starter at safety a little bit, even though I think we feel really comfortable with what Greg Eisworth did, certainly the rest of that group. But some of those young guys have really improved, and it'll be really fun competition through the fall to watch what unfolds there as well.
Less than a month away from the start of the season for the Iowa State Cyclones. Former Ohio State linebacker Chris Spielman says the school's only choice was to put Coach Urban Meyer on paid leave during an investigation over the handling of a longtime assistant who's been accused of domestic violence. Spielman says Meyer needs and deserves to be heard from at the appropriate time, adding that Urban and Shelley Meyer are great people who do a lot for the community. The former NFL linebacker and TV analyst says Meyer knows Ohio State's program is bigger than any one individual. Meyer is on leave while Ohio State investigates what he knew about 2015 abuse allegations against fired assistant Zach Smith. Meyer told reporters last week he didn't know anything about the 2015 allegations, but Smith's ex-wife Courtney this week produced text messages she shared with Shelley Meyer about that incident. Also in college football news, defending national champion Alabama is a unanimous number one in the preseason coaches poll, with Clemson number two and Ohio State number three. The Crimson Tide received 61 first-place votes from a panel of major college coaches in the poll. Alabama won its fifth national championship under Coach Nick Saban last season, beating Georgia in overtime at the college football national title game. The Bulldogs were ranked fourth by the coaches, and Oklahoma was fifth. Rounding out the top ten were Washington, Wisconsin, Miami, Penn State, and Auburn. Transfer wide receivers Trayvon Grimes and Van Jefferson are now eligible to play after receiving waivers from the NCAA on Thursday. Grimes spent last season at Ohio State catching three passes for 20 yards. Jefferson spent the past three seasons at Mississippi, hauling in 91 catches for 999 yards and four touchdowns over the last couple of years. Former Baylor football coach Art Briles is going to Italy to try to revive his career. Briles was fired by Baylor in 2016 amid a sexual assault scandal at the Baptist school and hasn't coached since. He told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram he's been hired to coach an American football team in Florence, Italy. In NFL news, Earl Thomas maintains he's prepared to leave the Seattle Seahawks if his contract demands aren't met. The holdout safety reiterated Thursday he wants to be traded if the team isn't willing to offer him a contract extension. Thomas said his holdout is entirely based around securing his long-term future with his current contract set to expire at the conclusion of the 2018 season. The three-time first-team All-Pro was the anchor for the Seattle defense that appeared in consecutive Super Bowls. His current contract expires after this season. Tennessee safety Jonathan Cyprian will miss the season with a torn ACL in his left knee. Coach Mike Vrabel says veteran Eric Reed is among the safeties the Titans want to look at as a potential replacement. The Chargers have placed cornerback Jason Verrett on injured reserve with a torn Achilles tendon. The 2014 Pro Bowl selection missed all but five games over the past two seasons with knee injuries. Chargers safety Derwin James has finally made his training camp debut. The team decided to be cautious with their first-round draft pick as he recovers from a minor hamstring strain. Browns starting right guard Kevin Zeitler did not participate in practice because of a calf injury suffered in practice Wednesday. Zeitler has started all 48 games over the past three seasons. Washington coach Jay Gruden says wide receiver Josh Doctson is okay after he landed hard on his left shoulder at practice. Out of baseball, where pinch hitter Jose Martinez delivered a two-run walk-off single off of Wade Davis in the bottom of the ninth inning, giving the Cardinals a 3-2 win over the Rockies in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Harrison Bader singled and stole second after Greg Garcia sparked the rally with a one-out single. The Cardinals have won five of their last seven following their ninth walk-off victory of the season. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Cincinnati 10-4, Philadelphia over Miami 5-2, Atlanta topping New York 4-2, San Diego over Chicago 6-1, L.A. beat Milwaukee 21-5, it was San Francisco 8-1 over Arizona. In the American League, the White Sox pulled out a 6-4 win over the Royals on eighth-inning homers by Jose Abreu and pinch hitter Daniel Palka. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Tampa Bay over L.A. 4-2, Boston over New York 15-7, Texas pounded Baltimore 17-8, Toronto beat Seattle 7-3. The October Classic could actually end in October for the first time since 2014. The commissioner's office has announced that the World Series will start October 23rd, and a Game 7 would be played on October 31st, barring any postponements. The World Series ended on November 2nd in 2016, and on November 1st in both 2015 and last year. The National League wildcard game will open Major League Baseball's postseason for the first time since 2013. That's scheduled for October 2nd. The AL wildcard game is the following day. The National League Division Series is scheduled to start October 4th and the AL on October 5th. The National League Championship Series opens up October 12th, followed by the AL on the next day. Elsewhere around the majors, Giants infielder Pablo Sandoval will miss the remainder of the season after tearing his right hamstring while sliding into home plate Sunday against San Diego. The 31-year-old Sandoval was hitting .248 with nine homers and 40 RBIs. The Yankees have removed Sonny Gray from their starting rotation and replaced him with newly acquired Lance Lynn. Lynn was acquired from Minnesota this week and pitched 4 1/3 scoreless innings in relief of Gray on Wednesday. The ball club also put pitcher Jay Happ on the 10-day disabled list with hand, foot, and mouth disease. Mets slugger Yoenis Cespedes has undergone the first of two heel surgeries that will likely sideline him for 8 to 10 months. Dr. Robert Anderson removed bone calcification in Cespedes' right heel during that operation. The left heel will be repaired in 8 to 12 weeks. Mets left-hander Steven Matz has been diagnosed with a mild flexor pronator strain in his left forearm and could be placed on the disabled list. Matz didn't get out of the first inning of his most recent start, surrendering seven runs on eight hits in what became a 25-4 loss at Washington on Tuesday. And in golf, Ian Poulter fired an opening round 8 under par 62, taking the lead at the PGA's Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone. Poulter carded 8 birdies in soft, vulnerable conditions and saved par from the bunker on his final hole to build a one-shot lead over Ricky Fowler and Patrick Cantlay. Tiger Woods has his best opening round of the year with a 66, putting him 4 strokes back. Speaking of Woods, he's denying an ESPN report that he and Phil Mickelson have firmed up an exhibition match Thanksgiving weekend at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas. Woods said after his opening round at the Bridgestone Invitational that nothing has been signed and nothing is confirmed. Golf.com reported last month that Woods and Mickelson were contemplating a winner-take-all $10 million match. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.